Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. You know, not only are we back from a break, but Jason Bourne is back, newly entrusted to the New York Times bestselling author Brian Freeman, with millions of books sold and a movie franchise that's grossed over $1.6 billion, with a B. Jason Bourne straddles the top echelon of action heroes beloved by millions of fans. Bringing old skills and new plot twists, Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Evolution is the latest book and an action-packed addition to the canon of Bourne, America's most enduring, intriguing, and complex hero. In the new book, after the death of his lover in a mass shooting, secret agent and the man without a past, Jason Bourne is convinced that there is more to her murder than it seems. Even worse, he believes that Treadstone, the clandestine spy agency that trained him, is behind the killing. Brian Freeman is a best-selling author of more than 20 novels, including the Jonathan Stride and Frost Easton series, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning to talk about the new book, Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Evolution, by Brian Freeman. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Wonderful to have you with us. Well, so tell us how this project came to be for you.
Yeah, this is kind of life coming full circle for me. I can remember reading The Bourne Identity all the way back in 1980 when I was 17 years old. And if you'd told me back then that 40 years later a book would be coming out with my name and Robert.
Oh, dear. All right. I think the clandestine outfit Treadstone had something to do with the problems that we're having with Brian's phone. So what do you want to do, Mike? Shall we wait for them to call back and go take a break, and hopefully they'll call back and then we can design something else? Or do you want me to tell stories about my new puppy, or what would you like? You tell me, Mike. Mike is saying we should take a quick break. He wants to save all of you from me talking about my puppy. We'll be right back after this. The new puppy is named Tully. He's doing fine. Thank you for asking. Let's go back, and we're going to try to reconnect with our guest this morning. And Brian Freeman, are you there?
I am. I think that sounded like a Treadstone maneuver there.
That's what I said.
I
thought
me out.
The minute you started talking about this clandestine book, all of a sudden all hell broke loose, and you sounded like you were being eaten by a robot. All right. So let us go back to the origin story. You said you had no idea. You could not have predicted as a kid and a young man reading these books that your name would somehow be with Robert Ludlum on a book of his character. So how did it happen?
I got a call from my agent probably 18, 19 months ago letting me know that Putnam was looking for a writer to take over and do a sort of an all-new take on Jason Bourne. And was I interested in having my hat tossed into the ring? And, this is the kind of opportunity that I think every thriller writer dreams of. So I said, yeah, absolutely. Let's see what happens. And I guess it was about 3 or 4 months later, I got another call from my agent with 5 words that I will always remember. Putnam wants you for Bourne. So that was how everything started.
That's good. And when was that?
That would have been about February of last year.
Okay. And then when you start thinking, do you have to, like, do you say, oh, my God, I have to read everything? Or do you think, no, I'll just go with what I know?
Well, it's a little of both. I've been a Ludlum fan my whole life. I'd read all of the Ludlum books. I've read The Bourne Identity many times in my life. I've seen all the movies. So I already kind of knew the Bourne environment, and I felt pretty comfortable in that. But, you know, Ludlum is big shoes to fill, and Jason Bourne's probably the most iconic thriller hero in thriller fiction. So, there were a few moments there where I was thinking, what have I gotten myself into? And then I just wrote, have fun, at the top of my whiteboard, and I dug in.
Okay. Was it fun? I mean, was it fun?
It was. You know, I've written a lot of books in my life. This may have been just the most fun I've had writing a novel. It just really was enjoyable to kind of dig into Bourne's world and write this adrenaline-fueled action thriller.
So when it comes down to this particular story and what you wanted to tell in this book, it would seem to me, as I mentioned, so his lover, Bourne's lover, has died in this mass shooting, and Bourne has to figure out, you know, more about the murder. So what, when you start out that, how much do you say, okay, this is what I want to do with the story, and make it your own while still being true to the character that we all know and love?
Yeah, that's the balancing act. And ultimately, the Bourne Evolution is an all-new take on Jason Bourne. It stands on its own, so readers can dive right in. They don't need to have read the earlier books. They don't even need to have seen the movies to really enjoy the Bourne novel. And yet, at the same time, I really wanted to go back to Ludlum's original vision for Jason Bourne as a character and really make that kind of the heart of this new book. So I think that fans who are familiar with Jason Bourne and the Bourne identity are going to really recognize this character in the new book. And that's kind of the delicate balance I was trying to build as I was writing the novel.
And the fun part to me is that here's a guy who doesn't remember anything, right? So that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
Right? So you can have fun with that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that gives Bourne such sort of meat as a thriller hero. And I think it's one of the reasons that so many people relate to him. I mean, he's not kind of this can do no wrong sort of superhero. I mean, he really struggles with his identity and wondering, you know, who is he really as a person? And so I think that's something that we all kind of connect with. So Bourne, at the same time he has all these sort of amazing skills, he's also a conflicted human being. And I think that's one of the reasons he's endured for so many years.
How faithful were the movies?
Well, not very. I think if you watch the original movie, The Bourne Identity, there, that's probably as close as they came to the original plot of the first novel, and certainly there are some similarities in the first movie. But after that, pretty much they were going their own way, and I think they were trying to be true to the character, but you know, these were pretty much all new stories.
Yeah. So, and I asked that question because that is, many people will come, as you indicated a few moments ago, many people are going to come into the book from seeing the movies. Maybe they've read them, maybe they've read Ludlum, maybe they haven't, but still the movies are out there.
Sure.
So you have to kind of straddle that as well, don't you?
Sure, and I always tell people, you know, if you want to picture Matt Damon as Jason Bourne as you're reading the book, go ahead.
Yeah, what the hell? That doesn't hurt anybody, does it? When you think about it, then coming up with the plot and writing a book, does it then become? And I don't want to make this sound like it's mechanical because it's certainly not. Does it then become familiar ground for you in much like writing your other series once you have all that other stuff figured out?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I've written more than 20 thrillers, so the process of writing the book feels pretty comfortable to me. And I was looking to find a story that would be in the modern era, but would also really be kind of classically Robert Ludlum. And oddly, the good thing is, if you look back at Ludlum's original novels, I think they all grew out of the era in which Ludlum was writing, which was in the wake of Vietnam and Watergate, and you had a lot of distrust of government, a lot of dissension in society. Well, you know, here we are in 2020, and you look around and you think, well, there's a lot of echoes from what it felt like back in that time in history. So it felt sort of oddly natural to be able to drop Jason Bourne down into this era, because I think there were some parallels to be explored.
Is there pressure? Is there pressure that you think as you're writing it that you say, oh, I don't want to tick off Ludlum fans. I want to be true to this character. I want to do that. Or do you have to put that out of your mind?
I mean, sure, there's pressure, absolutely. You know, particularly when you think of all the different iterations of Bourne. I mean, you've got, you know, reader fans, you've got movie fans, all these folks that have kind of different visions of who Bourne is. But yeah, when you're writing, you really have to put that aside and just focus on telling a great story and trying to be as true to the character as possible. And that's one of the things that I have been so, you know, honored by is how many folks in these first few days here that I've heard from that have read the book and loved it and really felt that Ludlum would be proud of what I did with this. That means more to me than just about anything else.
The idea of when they sign you up, do they sign you up for one book or do they sign you up for a series?
You know, I'm working on the second book right now.
Okay. So you know that going in. So you can think far ahead and say, okay, this is what I would like to accomplish, not only with this volume, but in future books as well.
Sure. Yeah. And I laid a couple clues in the,
right.
The first book that I can exploit in the second book. So.
Exploit? You make it so... It sounds so crass and commercial that way. What do you think though? And I assume you've had time to think about this, both in writing and in enjoying it as a reader and as a perhaps even as a film goer. But what is there about this character that resonates with us? What is it about this character that we like?
I think that while Bourne comes across, you know, particularly in the movies, as kind of this isolated loner, I don't really think that's who he is. I think he really craves sort of peace. He craves a relationship, and ultimately he kind of wants to be left alone. And I think there's just a part of all of us that sympathizes with this desire that Bourne has to be able to lead an ordinary life, and yet he constantly keeps getting pulled into all this chaos. So, you know, rather than a superhero who can do no wrong, I mean, this is a hero that's got a lot of complexity and a lot of struggle and even really a lot of fragility as he tries to understand who he is. And I just think that's something we all relate to.
We relate to it, and there is the thrilling part of it. Obviously, you've written a lot of this. What were the challenges for you? Was there a type of scene that was a particular challenge for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of the books that I've written have been psychological thrillers, and they're sort of more inside the head. And that works in terms of the characterization of Bourne, and I felt kind of natural for me to sort of explore this kind of twisted, complex character. But the Bourne books are very adrenaline fueled. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of, you know, fight scenes and chase scenes. And so those were sort of the most complex scenes for me to kind of block out and write, because I had to sort of do research on how that all works and then write them in such a way that they just sort of flow smoothly and readers can follow it in a way that, say, you know, a movie viewer can see it happening on the screen, but you've got to kind of paint that picture in the head for the reader.
Right. Well, the book is I'm halfway through it. I was going to try to get all the way through it, and then I didn't because, again, I got a new puppy. So, but I can't wait to read the rest of it. I thank you so much for writing it and resurrecting one of my favorite characters. Brian Freeman is the author of the brand new Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Evolution. I wish you all the luck in the world with the series, sir.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Take care of yourself. Again, the name of the book is Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Evolution. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.